Blog Talk Radio.
We are so excited. We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
Good morning. This is Ursula Odom. I am a member of NABWIC, and I'm also the president of SULA 2, and we make old new in everything we do. In that we will capture, preserve, and share your legacy stories in any form that we can. And one of those forms is to be the host of NABWIC Talks. And today we have a number of members of NABWIC who went to Washington, D.C. to have a wonderful experience and be immersed into an environment that is beneficial to us and the organization as well as the country. So you're going to hear about that today. You're also invited to call in. And for those of you that are listening that I see that are there, if you'd like to participate as well, all you have to do is press 1, and I will see that you're there and allow you to ask the question or join the conversation. So good morning. And the first person I would ask to introduce herself is Miss Ann McNeil. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Ann McNeil, the master builder, helping to build better and stronger lives and businesses. And I'm so excited to be on this show. Also the president and founder of the National Association of Black Women in Construction. Founder, not the president, but also president of MCO Construction. Good morning to all of our listeners and our hosts. Thanks.
And also we have Shelley Ransom Jackson. Good morning, Shelley.
Hi, good morning, and thank you for having me. I'm Shelley Ransom Jackson, the president of Benchmark Construction Consulting and Management, specializing in the municipal building support needs and services. Thank you.
Thank you, and good morning, Katina McClinton.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm Katina McClinton, owner of Fresh Start Development, where we build brick by brick to build stronger communities.
Yes. Good morning, Katina. Okay, so we just got back from Washington, D.C., and just knowing that it was Washington, D.C., you know that there was a lot of things that are going on there to be talked about, to be experienced, and then to share. So what I'd like each of you to do is to tell me what your experience was and if you'd been before and if it was different. Or, well, let's just narrow it down a little bit. Have you been before, and how was this experience compared to your previous experiences? And then we'll talk about some other things. So in the order in which I called you before, would you respond?
Yes, if you could give us, for our listeners who are first-time callers or first-time listeners, could you give us a little history on the Congressional Black Caucus, which is what was held in Washington, D.C., which is which for now, this is our 10th year attending as a group. It's my 20th year attending personally. But if you can give our listeners just a little bit about the Congressional Black Caucus and what it is, and then we can each respond. Thanks.
Well, it's an organization that was started of black elected officials in Washington, D.C. as far back as when Shirley Chisholm was a part. And they came together for the good of all, but it's specifically because they wanted to be sure that the policies, rules, laws were being looked at from the perspective that would help people that were African-American and African-American, things that would benefit African-Americans as well as people who were not. Specifically those in our community. And that was about 1970s or so. And it was started with approximately 30 people, and they look after issues that will allow us to build businesses, to survive the natural things that cause us to function on a day-to-day basis. If they're building roads, are they building them in areas that would help us or blocking us off? Whatever those issues are, whatever is happening around the country, they look at them, evaluate them as to how it would affect people of color and disadvantaged people in general. Okay.
All right, Ursula,
so,
thank you.
Shelley?
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
So I can go ahead
Hi.
And go. So for us, on behalf of NABWIC, we, like I said, this is our 10th year attending, and I just wanted to have you give a historical perspective. So all of our listeners who this may be their first time listening may be wondering, well, why are they talking about going to Washington, D.C.? What was the purpose? What was the goal? So as a national initiative, the National Association for Black Women in Construction, we go to Washington, D.C. for three reasons. Number one, we hold our annual mid-year meeting in Washington where all of our leadership come and we hold our organizational board meeting. Secondly, we also host our own Congressional Black Caucus private reception at the City Club of Washington on 13th every year on that Thursday, where it allows us to have an opportunity to network with many of the constituents, with many of the buyers, many of the firms, and also our members. And then thirdly, annually when we go to Washington, we also have a meeting with one of the departments. Last year, we were able to meet with Homeland Security and look at the opportunities that are afforded to us. This year, we were very fortunate to have an opportunity to meet with USDOT. And that is the background on why we go. And so now I'll turn it over to Shelley, please.
Oh, thank you, Ann. Well, this was my first year attending the CBC, and I must say that it was a phenomenal experience. The energy, the networking, just honestly a sea of black professionals all over the place was just a great sight to see. I learned a lot. I made some very significant, took advantage of some very significant networking opportunities, met some great people, and I just felt that it was just so much energy flowing for 3-4 days. It was just absolutely amazing.
And Katrina.
Yes, my experience, this is not my first time going. My first time attending was in 2015, and I definitely get a different experience every time. My first year, I was so excited that I was around so many constituents of black and brown, it's the same skin that I have that helps shape us and move us to a different direction that we want to try to move in. And this year was an even better experience because we always get to meet different departments, and that makes you want to move in that direction, get your business set up to go do business with that direction. And that the department we met with this time, DOT, USDOT, made me want to move my company in another direction, not add another direction to my company, not move it in another direction. And I am currently doing that now to be able to work with USDOT. And I am the legislative chair for NatWIC, so I had a great time in the helping facilitate things, Congresswoman Deming's office, along with Valerie Monday, once they set everything up. And I was just there to help organize a group to where we can move and do different things as far as meeting up with USDOT and having experience at the Congressional Black Caucus.
Thank you. And as for me, I'm going to start a little bit more basic than that. This was my first year attending, and we shared a suite, we being Katina and Deidre Hilberg. And that in itself was an experience for me to get to know these wonderful women and what they do. For instance, Katina, I'm going to put you on blast. Katina has actually flipped 200 properties, and she's completed 500 jobs, and just to, you know, how humble she is, this girl is rocking. And I got a chance to sit and talk with her and be in the environment with her. And I was telling Deidre about some things that I was doing, and she said, "I got you. I know somebody that I need you to talk to." And so just in that exchange alone, it was wonderful for me. And then to get out and to see, okay, I'll stargaze, actually see some of the people that you see on television, that was cool. And I even got a chance to see Danny Glover, who I knew from before, and he turned around and actually hugged me and knew who I was. So that was good. Now you get down to business. There was a lot of that going on, too, because I met people from all over the country that could relate to the things that I'm doing. There was one person in Detroit that basically said, "Do you work with people remotely?" And I said, "Yes, I do." And I pointed to something that I had done and said that this person I've never met. And she said, "Good, because I'd like you to work in conjunction with people locally as well as bring a national experience to it." So it was on the ground level, it was wonderful for me. So what kinds of things were you inspired to do as it relates to your experience this weekend?
All right, for me, I was inspired to get involved with the gubernatorial election. One of the favorite panels that I experienced was listening to the three black gubernatorial candidates at the Congressional Black Caucus. And I want to just say this for those who may not be able to relate to what we're talking about. You had on an annual basis, the Congressional Black Caucus can get as many as 100,000 of us coming from all over the world in Washington, D.C., filling up two convention centers. Many of the corporations that sponsor, many of the individuals that attend. So from healthcare to every single industry that you can think of, there are workshops and seminars that relate to that. And one of my favorite ones, to go to your question, and what I'm currently doing now differently is, you know, initially before going, I was involved with the campaign on the peripheral. After listening to the stories of the three candidates for the gubernatorial race in their area, I have become more committed, and I'm all in. And actually, we hosted, thank you, Shelley, and thank you, Katina, for your involvement a couple of Sundays ago. As soon as we got back, got involved in a that was them. This is governor-elect, to be elected, Gillum, in Florida. And then this Sunday, in our area in Palm Beach County, we're holding and hosting another fundraiser for him. And so getting out the vote, raising the money, and talking to everybody who would listen about this opportunity that we have, that was at least one of the action items for me that I'm doing a little differently. So I'll go to Shelley.
Thank you. I will piggyback off what you just said. That has actually sprung me into action as well legislatively. And I, too, have jumped on the Andrew Gillum bandwagon to ensure that he is the next governor of this great state. But it's given me focus. The CDC really gave me a lot of focus in areas that I probably had not thought about focusing on previously, especially the potential of working out of state or finding jobs out of state. Specifically, I met with one of the commissioners for or council members for Charlotte, for the city of Charlotte, and he was just excited about all of the opportunities that they have currently for in construction, specifically for women. And it just prompted me to say, well, you know, I need to get my contractor's license in Carolina, and then that way I can also reciprocate and devise a plan to get a license in Georgia as well. So it just gave me so much, so many different avenues, and opened up so many possibilities that I had not even contemplated. And that is one of the most significant things that I got out of the CDC.
All right. And Katrina.
Yeah. So what inspires me every time I go is the different forums that they have. The morning of Thursday morning, they had a panel where they had the pastor do an opening ceremony. And he said, this is not a sermon, but this inspires you how he took us back to the Bible, and not to get biblical, but it shows you why we need to vote for our next governor for the state of Florida, why we need to vote for our next governor for the state of Georgia, why we need to vote for the next governor for the state of Baltimore. So that inspires me altogether, because I'm so big on people knowing why they need to vote for the general election, not just for the primary, or not just locally. You need to vote because it helps you at your local level, whether it's for schools or whatever the case may be. Just get the word out there, get people registered to vote. So that inspires me all the time, and just meeting new people, getting new ideas for my businesses, and going forward. And leaving a legacy for my grandbaby. I have three, so I'm definitely going to make sure that they have something to fall back on.
All right, thank you. We're going to go to a commercial break and come back on the other side of the commercial.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Or by phone at 714-459-3918. And press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
Good morning. I see that we have a listener with a question. Good morning to you, and welcome to NABWIC Speaks.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Jackie Perry.
Hi. Hi, Jackie. I thought that was you. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, it's been really, really exciting listening to all the various perspectives about the National Black Caucus Conference and everything that has been enriching about it. And I just wanted to ask a question because I unfortunately did not have an opportunity to attend this year, but I did hear that there was such an overwhelming response for this year's reception that Anne mentioned earlier was also a part of the goal for attending the conference. So could someone talk about the reception and what goes on there and how was it this year?
Thank you so very much.
This is Shelley.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Shelley. Yeah, everybody's excited. Go ahead, Shelley.
This being my first year, the reception was absolutely great. We were very, very well received. I believe we had more people than we had actually anticipated. And everyone was absolutely impressed with the National Association of Black Women in Construction. And people were singing our praises even days later. They remembered the reception. So I think it was very well received, very, very well attended. And I look forward to us doing it again next year.
Hi, this is Ursula. To respond to that question, too, I look at it from slightly a different perspective. I was talking to someone, and you get a chance to see who's in the room and who you were talking to based on how people respond to them. I was talking to this young man, and every other person that came in went, "Oh, hi," and they called his name with such a pleasant smile on their face. So I turned and I said, "Okay, so I know you somebody because of what you do, but I know that you're a great person because of how they respond to you." And so that told me a lot just in his interaction with other people. And so receptions can be where you get information from going back and forth with a person, but also from the environment that you're in because of how it is and how relaxed and friendly it is. You get to see people as they really are.
This is Katina. For me,
anyone else want to respond? Oh, hi, Katina.
The reception was absolutely amazing. We did have a lot of people more than expected, so that was great. And the networking is just a beautiful thing when you can network with people with like-minded goals to get something done and get jobs and talk about jobs and things like that. So that was my perspective on the reception.
Okay, Shelley.
I apologize. I'm sorry, what was the question? This is Shelley. Hi, I apologize. What was the question?
Oh, the question
was...
Asking...
Go ahead, Jackie.
Go ahead, Ursula.
All I was saying is that Jackie was asking what was the reception like since she was not there, but she'd heard a lot about it.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, I responded. I was responding first, but it was wonderful. Like I said, as this being my first time, I don't have anything to compare it to. But I do know that everyone there had a wonderful time, and they were just talking about it in the days after the reception. I had several people come up to me and say, "Hey, you got your reception was great. We really enjoyed you all, and we were happy to learn more about what NABWIC, who NABWIC is, and what we do."
Thanks. We also have a question from someone whose number ends with 19. Go ahead and ask your question.
Hi, I don't really have a question. This is Nefreda Thomas, and I'm also a member of NABWIC, and I also attended the CDC for the very first time this year. And it was more than I could have ever expected. I really enjoy the ability to meet other people in the same field. A lot of the sessions were phenomenal. All the sessions were phenomenal, but you got to see how they function on a national scale. Our reception, since it was my first year, I didn't even know we did things like that, meaning that I just was just blown away at the presence that our organization has in Washington, or the impression that we gave. Also, being able to walk the halls with my sisters in the red shirt caused a lot of questions to be asked about who we were and what we did. It just was a different atmosphere of people working together. It was really, really great. Our reception was phenomenal. The area was beautiful at the City Club. Coming down those steps that had the sign up, and it was just all the things that you normally would not pay attention to really gave way when you were physically there. So I must say that I had it wasn't just a good time, but it was a good time for business and a good time to reiterate yourself and reestablish yourselves, rather, in your own hometowns. It gave me an opportunity to talk to my local politicians that are from the Miami, South Florida area on a different level, and to really find out what their goals are or how we influence the goals that they set for the legislature and how that trickles down and affects us all. So I'm very thankful for all of the activity that I was able to participate in, as well as the gubernatorial race, getting involved with that. I've been volunteering with them on Saturdays now with the headquarters office here in South Florida, and it has been phenomenal just taking all that information from there to here. And I'm very excited, and I'm looking forward to next year. So thank you so much for allowing me to come on, Ursula. I appreciate it.
And thank you. Okay, that's going to do it for today. We shared our experiences, and we look forward to having you on the call next, or on NABWIC Talks next Wednesday, 8:30 a.m.
We are so excited to have you listening to This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.